All right. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Border Ridge, or no, excuse me, the Boulder Ridge Public Infrastructure Districts 1 and 2. We'll probably need to adjust that as time goes on since have we officially done away with 2?
Yes, it is all combined into one.
Okay. Then we'll just do 4, district number 1 going forward. Today is December 1st. It's 9:39 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Jerry, your chair, would you like to start?
Jerry Eves, Chairman.
Patricia Eves.
Stephanie Eves.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, District Accountant.
Tyler King, with Snow Jensen Reese District Council.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, we need to have a public hearing regarding the 2026 budget. So, could I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I make a motion that we open the meeting to a public hearing.
Great. Thanks, Jerry.
Second.
Thanks, Patty. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, board, we're now in a public hearing and it's to take any public comment regarding the 2026 budget. So, Shelby, would you like to walk through it for us?
I will. So, board, there have been no changes to this budget from what David reviewed with you last month, but I'll just do kind of a high level overview refresh of what we have budgeted. So, starting with the general fund, which is where the administrative costs flow through, we set a expenditure budget of 52,000, primarily split between accounting and legal, auditing costs, as well as insurance costs. This is up from the 2025 estimate. 2026 would really be the first full year of operations. And with the audit requirement, we anticipate that both accounting and legal costs would increase a bit with that as well. We also have a transfer out of $4,000 that would be to cover the annual paying agent fees on the bonds. So that goes to UMB for their services to the district. We anticipate that all costs would be funded through developer advances until property tax revenues start to flow through the district.
Understood.
The debt service fund, really the only activity here is the paying agent fee transferred in from the general fund from those developer advance revenues. And then for capital projects fund, we have zero kind of dollars estimated here for 2026, anticipating that all of the kind of bond proceeds would be spent in 2025. If the timing of that changes and there's a little bit that flows into 2026, we can always amend the budget later on next year.
Very good.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, any other questions on the budget?
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
Make a
I do
motion
not see
that
any members of the public. So, with that, could we get a motion to close the public hearing?
I'd make a motion that we close the public hearing.
Thanks, Jerry.
I'll second.
Thanks, Patty. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, board, next up are the meeting minutes from our November 3rd meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
They did to
Yeah.
me.
Okay. Could I get a motion, Jerry?
Make a motion that we accept the minutes of last meeting.
Second.
Thanks, Patty. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Third quarter financials, Shelby.
All right. So September 30th financial statements for the district. Total assets at the end of third quarter, just over 1.1 million, all of which was sitting in the project fund. We had total current accounts payable of about 5,300, which brings total fund balances to 1,139,000. Moving into the budget to actual pages. So for the general fund, expenses through September were about 6,200 for accounting and legal. Again, lower expenses this year just with kind of the limited activity and kind of only a partial year of operations post bond issuance. Additionally, we had initially budgeted auditing costs when we had thought that the bond transaction would close towards the end of 2024, so no auditing fees will be incurred until next year. Debt service fund, no activity here. Again, we had initially anticipated that there would be some capitalized interest funded at the time of bond issuance. As you know, terms changed, and so this reflects kind of the actuals. And then last page here is the capital projects fund. Interest income, we always budget this pretty conservatively, not knowing what the rate environment would be. So this has exceeded budget. Interest earned of about 52,000 through September. Expenditures are about 2.9 million, of which 406,000 were the issuance costs for the bond issuance, and then about 2.5 million has been expended for infrastructure costs. And then we had that $4 million of bond issuance proceeds for the bond issuance earlier this year. Any questions on the financial statements?
I don't have any.
Okay.
All right. What I would need then is a motion to accept the financials as presented.
I make a motion that we accept the financials as presented.
Thanks.
Second.
Thanks, Patty. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Next up, budget resolution. So I just put that up. Same resolution as what we approved last year, just says we're going to adopt the 26 budget and we're going to stay at the 5 mils for the mill levy. Any questions?
No, so just make a mo I'd make a motion that we accept resolution number 2025-3.
Thanks, Jerry.
Second.
Thanks, Patty. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up, annual meeting schedule. Tell me, does this work for you guys, the Monday, the first Monday of the month?
I think it works great. Is that okay with you guys?
It is. Now, my one question, if we were to move it to 10, would that work? Here's the reason I bring it up is we have a board meeting at 9, and it is a board that is 11 people, and we always have to wait 10 minutes at least to get a quorum. So that's going to cause us and Shelby, that's why we were late again today, is it went long. And we just never know with them if we're going to get a quorum. We're trying to reduce the size of the board from 11, hopefully down to like 7 to make it manageable. But I think we can probably make 9:30, but it just, I never know. So if you can go to 10, that would for sure give us the ability that we could make it. I just want to know from you guys if you want to roll the dice on us being able to get done by 9:30.
Stephanie, does that work for you?
10 should work fine.
All right, then let's move them to 10 o'clock
Okay, could I get a motion then to do first Monday
10.
at 10 o'clock, and we'll keep the same months as we had last year?
Perfect. I make a motion that we change the time of our board meeting to 10 o'clock and keep the schedule the same as far as the weeks. The
Perfect.
same as last year, 2025.
Perfect. Thanks, Jerry.
Second.
Thanks, Patty. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Yeah, that is unanimous. Appreciate that, you guys, for working with us. All right, Shelby.
Hey. Let's see. All right. So, board, we have two engagements for consideration today. The first one is just a renewal of the CLA SOW. CLA as a firm requires an annual renewal of our engagement letter just to kind of reset what the scope is and all of that. So there's been no change to the proposed scope from what was previously approved between CLA and the district. So no changes here. We are proposing a fixed fee for the engagement. So currently we've been billing based on time and materials. The fixed fee, since we know the scope, everything is pretty consistent. We have to do the quarterly financials, the budget, the audit, so on and so forth. This is representative of kind of the time that we know goes into those various deliverables throughout the year. We believe that this just simplifies the billing both for CLA and for the district. And, candidly, I think too, having a fixed fee just makes things easier. If we were to have additional turnover on our end and we have transition or training time, the district isn't kind of bearing that cost, or we're not having to kind of go through and make determinations of what time needs to be written off or not. So, this is kind of the proposal. This is within the amount that's set forth in the budget that we just reviewed. But all that said, certainly can revisit and go back to time and materials. Again, we know that 2026 would really be the first kind of full year of our scope for the district. So want to make sure that you guys are comfortable with this.
I'm good. I'm good. Stephanie?
Yeah, that looks fine.
All right. I'd make a motion that we accept the CLA proposal with the changes as described.
Thanks, Jerry.
Second.
Thanks, Patty. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. All right. On, District Auditor Shelby.
Okay. So we received two audit proposals. We did not ask for a formal proposal from these firms. However, we can request those and provide after this meeting if you so desire. So Hinton Burdick is a firm that both us and Snow Jensen Reese have worked with for quite a while now. I would say that they probably serve as the auditor for about half of the PIDs to date, at least those that we work with. I think that they're a great firm to work with. The fee that they've proposed here is $8,950. The second proposal that we got was from HBME. Again, to be fully transparent, this is a kind of new to us firm, but it's a local firm out of, oh, why did I just blank on the name? Just north of Salt Lake City. They do a lot of governmental audits, but they've really only done municipalities and some local service districts. They have not done any PIDs so far. I believe they have been engaged by another one of the PIDs that we work with,
Awesome.
but again, would be new. Their fee came in at about 8,500 here.
We didn't have a audit last year because we hadn't commenced any work.
Yep, that's right. So this will be 2025 year and will be the first audit for the district.
Do you have a preference, Patty?
Hinton Burdick is down there by you guys. If you would like, I can always call and twist McKay's arm to get it down to match that, if that's an issue.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's only, $450, but that's still $450. So twist his arm for me.
Yep.
With if they'll do it for the same price, I would say let's choose someone local.
Okay.
Stephanie?
Well, yeah, and just the fact that they already have half the PIDs and they know are familiar with PIDs, so
Got it.
yeah,
And ours
all of
isn't hard.
no, yours would be pretty simple. All of the PIDs down by you guys use Hinton Burdick.
Okay, so I would make a motion that we use Hinton Burdick for our audit process
Okay,
and let you, Michael, get him the
yep, I'll
price.
call him.
Cool. Thank you. All
Second.
right. Thanks, Patty. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. That is unanimous. All right. Last up, open and public meetings training. This will cover the 26 calendar year, so take me a couple minutes is all. So put it this way, this is better than going through the state auditor's website. That's a little boring.
Especially with me trying to navigate to get there in the first place.
Yeah. And clearly, you would rather listen to me than the state auditor's office,
Absolutely.
right? So, all right. Okay, so state law requires us to have all of our meetings in an open and public fashion. So we have to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act. So the district has to conduct everything again in an open and public setting so that the public has the ability to participate if they would like. We always have to have a quorum, so two of the three of you. At our meetings, we have to allow for public comment. Typically, we're going to give up to 3 minutes, but Jerry, as the chair, you actually can set how long you would like. Almost every board I've sat on, we give 3 minutes. When I was on the Inland Port Board, we only did two. That's because there was like 100 people every when we first started the Inland Port. So we would have been there all night if we would have kept doing more than that. But we have to post an annual meeting schedule like we just did. The reason we have to do that is so that anybody who wants to follow the district has the ability to go to the website and sign up for it. That way, anytime we were to post anything about the district, they would get an email saying, hey, they're going to have a board meeting, or they posted the minutes, or they posted materials so that the public can go through and look at it. That public notice website is kind of the central hub for all public entities, so that people can go, so that they can track everything, know what's going on. When we do post, we need to have the time, the date, and the place for the meeting. And then we also need to post the agenda that has some reasonable specificity to the agenda items. And we'll use today's as the example. So we have a resolution on, it's the budget resolution. We just could not list a resolution and not list what it was about, if that makes sense. So public needs to be able to see what's on the agenda and know what it is they're going to look at. So also on the agenda, we need to show, because we do our meetings electronically, we have to show the link so that the people can join that same link. If there were any issues, say they needed some special something, they would get a hold of Christy because she's the one on the agenda that is the contact person. She also is the one at the anchor location. We are required to have somebody at the anchor location. For the notices, we have to give 24 hours for a normal meeting. In a public hearing for us, when it deals with our budgets, that's a 7-day notice period. Again, we do public or electronic meetings, and we have a policy that allows us to do that. We have to keep minutes and we have to record the meetings. It takes once the meeting's done, we have to post the recordings within 3 days. And then once we approve the formal written minutes, we have 3 days to post those as well. There could be a time when we would need to go into a closed session. It's super rare for PIDs. I want to say we've done it twice with all of the PIDs over the years. So super rare, but there is a chance. If we were to go into closed, it requires a two-thirds vote of the quorum that's present to go into a closed session. We could close for strategy sessions, and some of those would be any collective bargaining, any pending or reasonably imminent litigation. If we're going to purchase any property, water rights, do any appraisals, those kinds of things, we could go into a closed session. If we were going to talk about any security issues, any personnel devices or systems, we could go into closed. If there were any allegations of criminal misconduct, that fraud risk hotline, anything like that, we could go into closed to talk about those. If there was anything dealing with any private or protected information relating back to the procurement policy that we have, meaning, say, somebody wanted to know what was going on with the development company, and they tried to use the PID to find out what was going on with the development company, they can't do that. We could go into close to talk about it. Tyler and Matt's going to say, nope, they don't get access to it through a grandma case. So But we could go into close to talk about anything like that. Inside of a closed session, we do have to record that just like we do a normal meeting. We have to keep minutes, but all of those are sealed. And the only way people can get into a closed session, if we say no as a district, would be they would have to go to court and get a court order. So, and I'm just going to tell you, we're not going to let anybody have access to the closed session. So that is the open and public meetings training for the year. You guys have any questions?
No, but you ought to charge me for that synopsis. That's just a lot better than logging in and listening to an hour and a half.
Yeah, plus sometimes, like I've had, no offense, Tyler, but when I was at the county and we'd have the law, the district attorney do it, it was like 20 minutes and we're all just.
Eyes glazed over. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd
It
rather listen to
happens
your
every
silky
year.
pipes. So.
Yeah. Okay, any questions for us?
Not really. I had one question on the posting I put on the property last month. Do we have any action to do on that?
No, I think what that was just so that we could post it and show so that we would have documentation on that running clock that we needed for the posting. So,
Okay,
Tyler, you
so
have anything to add?
nope. Yeah, we just needed
Yeah.
to track it. That was up.
So once that is, it's 30 days, then we just go ahead and record that notice without any other notification. Just as an FYI and an update, we'll start doing curb and gutter this week and doing road base, getting ready for the asphalt. So, we'll be moving right along. Hopefully the city will, I'll get my bond in place for the performance, and we should be able to get this recorded before the. I'm hoping before the 15th. I think by the 10th we'll record the subdivision,
That's awesome.
and then Maverick will be on their time because they're waiting to close for the recording, and so I want to make sure that that's recorded before we do any further with anybody to close on the properties.
Okay, perfect. Tyler, if you could just look timing for us when to record all of those good things, make sure we have everything we need. So,
Yep, we'll do.
okay.
And then just maybe when we get our update or our schedule or reminder for our meetings, include the link.
Okay.
Then I don't screw up to as bad.
Okay. Hey, I'm like you are, Jerry, so don't worry about it.
Well, I realize I think I'm doing pretty good, and then I realize how much I'm not when I start asking the kids again. But I've got really smart kids.
Yeah, Stephanie and David are good,
They
so.
are. So, anyways, if there's nothing else, do I make a motion to adjourn?
Yes, sir.
So moved.
Thanks.
Oh, you made the motion.
Uh-huh.
Second.
Oh, I thought
Thanks,
you were going
Patty.
to let Stephanie do
Oh, Steph, jump right in.
We switch off turns.
Yeah. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Hey, good to see you guys. Thanks.
Thank you.